Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
I want some things that's been put on my checking account, my bank checking account, that we did not order, did not receive anything. This is some kind of a scam, and I want it taken off of my bank account.
Okay, and just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address?
My name is Betty Jackson. Address is 116 West Stewart Drive, Searcy, Arkansas, 72143.
Thank you. Just bear with me one moment. The page is still loading.
Okay.
Just bear with me one more moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, so I see that you entered a sweepstakes for a drill. Well, do you know a Gary Jackson?
It is Gary Jackson, but he did not order anything, and there's been nothing delivered to this house. There's nothing. It's not his charge. I don't know how it got on there, but it's not ours.
Okay, so it shows that he did a survey to enter the contest to get a drill on October 28th, paying
$574. No.
Could you verify the email address?
Pardon?
Could you verify the email address?
No email address.
His email? Ma'am?
Yes?
His email?
Gary's email?
Correct.
I don't know it. And his sick. I tell you what, this is the awfulest mess I ever got into in my life.
And is the email, that's GaryLJackson19@gmail.com?
That sounds right, yes.
And do you know the phone number, 501-380-5759?
That's his phone number.
Okay, so the email address, the number, the name, and the shipping address all matches. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So I just want to make sure that you do not recall authorizing the entry fee of $5.74 for a drill.
No. I have talked to him, and he has not ordered anything. So somehow somebody has put something on the debit card that's not ours.
Okay, so we will be reporting this to the local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. And if it comes back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else in the house could have did this survey, then we can proceed with the fraud investigation.
I didn't understand that last. Will you repeat what you just said?
If you're sure you or no one else in the house could have did the survey for a drill, then we can proceed with the fraud investigation.
Okay.
Okay, so would you like to proceed with fraud?
Well, what do I have to do?
We are reporting it to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. And if it comes back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized.
Okay.
And so would you like to proceed with fraud, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, so I will be issuing you the credits pending the investigation, and if it comes back as a true case of fraud, then you should see it within 3 to 5 business days. And just bear with me one moment, and I'll provide you with the cancellation number.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so the cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 2623.
Start all over.
C as in Charlie, 2623. 13704. Is there anything else I could do for you? Hello? Customer, are you there? Customer, if you can hear me, I cannot hear you. You're releasing a line due to no response.